Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sri Lanka waltzed to victory in the opening one international against Bangladesh in Hambantota. An unbeaten century from Tilakaratne Dilshan, coupled with contributions from Kushal Pereira and Kumar Sangakkara, helped them chase down the revised target of 238, with 32 balls to spare and 8 wickets in hand. Tamim Iqbal had given the tourists hope with his first international 100 in almost 3 years, and the first by Bangladesh against Sri Lanka in one internationals. However, his day largely matched that of Bangladesh as a whole, as he suffered a fractured thumb while fielding in the second half, and was ruled out of the remaining 2 one-day internationals and the lone 2020 international. The between-innings floodlight failure that had been responsible for shortening Sri Lanka's run chase to 238 and 41 overs seemingly took the spark out of Bangladesh. Following the delay that lasted well over an hour, Sri Lanka's openers Kushal Pereira and Tilakaratne Dilshan teed off. They made the most of some atrocious bowling from Abul Hasan Rubal Hussain Abdulrazak to take 83 runs off the mandatory 8-over power play. Kumar Sangakkara then continued his exemplary series against Bangladesh, hitting 63, along with Dilshan taking Sri Lanka to the brink of victory during their second wicket partnership of 128. The fourth test between India and Australia seesawed from one side to the other on day 2 in Delhi. After ending Australia's innings at 262, the hosts themselves were trailing on ice with a score at 266 for 8 at stumps. Peter Siddle extended Australia's first innings total with a valiant 51, while Pragyan Ojha claimed his 100th test wicket when he dismissed James Pattinson for 30. India's opener Cheshwar Pujara and Murali Vijay then added 108, but a mini collapse followed Pujara's departure. He was the first of 5 wickets for Nathan Lyon as India slipped to 180 for 5 after Sachin Tendulkar's dismissal. Ravindra Jadeja hit a sprightly 43 off only 49 balls, but India's lead at stumps stands at only 4 and is unlikely to be extended much further tomorrow morning. And 11 wickets fell on day 2 of the third and final test between England and New Zealand in Auckland. Stephen Finn took 5 wickets as New Zealand were bowled out for 443, but England closed on 50 for 2 in reply as the home side ended the day strongly. Peter Fulton had finally fallen for 136, while Kane Williamson was dismissed for 91, as Finn's haul of 6 for 125 equaled his previous career best. England then lost Alistair Cook for 4 and Jonathan Trott for 27, both men falling to Trent Boult.